Hello, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm your host, Ezra. My sister is traveling abroad this week, so I'll be doing this episode without her. Anyways, for the episode, I thought I would do something a bit different. I'll be researching the EPA, the Supreme Court, and how some stuff ties them together. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, let's start with the basics. The EPA stands for the Environmental Protection Agency. It tries to limit factories, power plants, and more from emitting too much CO2 and other pollutants into the atmosphere and into the water. Now, on June 30th, 2022, the Supreme Court limited the EPA's power to, as the New York Times puts it, quote, prevent power plants from releasing climate warming pollution. Now, obviously, this is bad, seeing that United States has made very, very little progress in slowing climate change, and this just has made it harder. The Trump administration revoked many of the changes that Obama tried to put in place to slow climate change, and the Biden administration was not able to pass the infrastructure bill due to the filibuster and Democrats' infighting. Now, the Supreme Court has said that Congress did not give the EPA agency to reduce power plant emissions. Well, though this blow is devastating, the EPA can still limit some carbon emitters. So let's go over some of the things the EPA can or cannot limit. The EPA can still push power plants to be more efficient, but now cannot take drastic action and replace them completely with something greener. It can still limit emissions from cars, a major producer of CO2 in the U.S., transportation produces 27% of greenhouse gas emissions from the United States, according to the EPA. But even though they can limit carbon emissions from cars, it doesn't mean they will. They might be more cautious now that the Supreme Court has limited some of their power. They may not want to provoke them again and get limited again. So how do we help the EPA and other branches of the government fight climate change? Well, you have to sway the politicians. You can protest, rally, write letters, sign petitions, and so many more things that can truly help the United States move in the correct direction. Thanks so much for listening, and you can follow us on Instagram at Concerning Climate Podcast. And remember to do good things for the environment. Now, before I end the episode, I just want to say to take everything in this episode with a grain of salt. Though I tried my very hardest to research from unbiased sources and find legitimate information, I am in no way an expert on this topic. So I may have gotten some information incorrect. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.